KSRN News. I'm John Scott. Congressional leaders have approved an agreement that will keep the federal government funded through March 14th. Now, Speaker Mike Johnson says the government funding bill will have more than $100 billion in disaster aid.
I wish it weren't necessary. I wish we hadn't had record hurricanes in the fall, and I wish our farmers were not in a bind so much that creditors are not able to lend to them anymore. We have to be able to help those who are in these dire straits, and that's what the volume of the pages to this.
The stopgap measure will prevent a partial government shutdown set to begin after midnight Friday. It kicks final decisions on this year's budget year spending levels to a new Republican-led Congress and to President-elect Donald Trump. Also at SRNNews.com, in 2010, police searching for a missing woman began finding human remains in the scrub along a barrier island parkway near New York's Go-Go Beach. Police almost immediately feared some were left by a serial killer. Over the years, investigators used DNA analysis and other clues to identify the victims. Prosecutors have charged a Long Island architect, Rex Huerman, in 7 deaths. Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney says they found what they consider mementos from the serial killings in a planning document at Huerman's home.
We see that one of the dump sites which were discussed in that document was Mill Road, which was the road that Valerie was found in the vicinity of. We also have seen during our searches a number of articles with regard to the Gilgo Beach investigation in various publications.
Huerman pleading not guilty. Police in Madison, Wisconsin, still looking for a motive after a 15-year-old girl opened fire at a Christian school, killing 2 people. She then shot herself. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom in Ohio.
Alliance Defending Freedom is suing Montgomery County over its refusal to allow a Christian ministry access to a public grant program. Grace Haven provides help to victims of sex trafficking, but the county won't release any funding because it is a religious organization and hires only believers. ADF spokesman Jake Reed says, quote, "The government can't deny public benefits to a Christian ministry solely because of its religious character and exercise." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court agreeing to take up a new religious freedom case over whether a Catholic charitable organization must pay Wisconsin's employment tax. The state Supreme Court ruled that the work of Catholic charities and 4 related organizations is not primarily religious, although it found some of the motivation to help older, disabled, and low-income people stems from the Catholic teachings. That case probably will be argued in the spring. This is SRN News. A state judge in Montana has temporarily blocked policies that prevent transgender people from changing the sex designation on their birth certificates and driver's licenses. District Judge Mike Menahan issued the order blocking the rule while the case moves through the courts. A new poll shows Americans are ending 2024 with a grim economic outlook, but Republicans are optimistic.
A new poll finds Democrats feeling more pessimistic about the U.S. economy after Donald Trump's victory. Republicans still dour about the current state of the economy, but hopeful growth will be stronger next year when the president-elect returns to office. The latest survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research suggests some Americans are evaluating the economy by who holds political power rather than what the underlying trends suggest. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.